Hello and welcome to Under the Surface number 166 on Rock Radio NI. My name's Dave, here for an hour show. Got some real good ones this week for you. A couple of new things, a couple of requests, a couple of oldies. But to kick things off, here's Napalm Death with Taste the Poison. Just wants to start things off there. Napalm Death with Taste the Poison from the Enemy of the Music Business album. Not one of the obvious go-to Napalm albums, but really good stuff. her whole catalogue solid, in fairness. And straight after that was Abaddon Carnate with Rising of the Lights, which came from last year's The Wretched Sermon. And they're playing Belfast next Friday night in the Voodoo, early show. Be able to get last trains home and whatnot. I think it's about a tenner in or something. Check them out, well worth a listen. After all the speculation of Kerry King, who was going to sing for Kerry King's new solo outfit, Phil Anselmo was one of the names in the mix, but he didn't get it, or wasn't chosen, I don't know what happened. But this is Philip Anselmo and the Illegals from their Walk Through Exits Only album and a track called Bedridden.
Oh,
Dr. Philip Anselmo. That was Bolzer with CME from the Aura EP. Took a wee notion out of the other night to go and just play EPs only, you know, quick short blasts of different stuff, and that was one I hadn't heard in quite a long time. See, for a two-piece, they make a hell of a racket and well worth checking out. So let's take her down a notch into the realms of classic heavy metal. Pagan Altar, a band that formed in the late 70s, released a demo which was eventually released as an album called Volume 1 around the late 90s, and then they reformed in 2004 and put together an album of unreleased tracks from their first time around. The band was formed by the vocalist and his son, and they released this one, Lords of Hypocrisy, on the Miskatonic label, which came out in a lovely, with a poster and patch, etc. And it's been re-released since on, I can't remember which label it is, but it's a nice heavyweight sleeve and gold trim and all that sort of thing. Well worth checking out. But anyway, this is the title track of that album, The Lords of Hypocrisy.
Thank you. Yeah.
And coming hot in the heels of Pagan Altar, that was Jag Panzer with A Choir of Tears from the Mechanized Warfare album from 2001, which has just been re-released and remastered and whatnot for vinyl. And that one actually featured Chris Broderick, who went on to play with Megadeth, who's now with In Flames. I checked out some of In Flames' live stuff there recently just to see how he was playing. He's still playing brilliantly, but somewhat hemmed in with the structure of In Flames stuff, I think. Okay, at the weekend there I picked up an album, The Best of Metal Massacre, the old Metal Blade compilation. This was one that was released way back as well and had different bits and pieces on it that, you know, you just can't get unless there are demos and things. So the reason I bought this was Hellhammer, the version of Crucifixion on it. I think it was one of the first times I ever heard this track, and it's absolutely blinding, this version. So this is Hellhammer with Crucifixion. We'll be right back. after Hellhammer, that was Thrust with Metallic Attack from the Fist Held High album. They were another band that were on the Metal Massacre compilations, and seen them live 1 year to Keep It True, and they just sort of went below the radar. But you know, they turn up at these sort of European true metal festivals and that, and it's always good to see these guys still out there doing it anyway. So on the wee anniversary, Riot, Fire Down Under, what a great record that is. I was very late to the party with that one, just them album covers just wouldn't have enticed you much in the record shops with that seal thing on them. But this is one of their great albums, released in 1981, so it's 43 years old. This is a track called Feel the Same.
I got
Another wee birthday there. Straight after that was Trouble with Heaven's on My Mind from their self-titled from 1990. That's 34 years old. Absolutely insane. What a great record, and it was great to see that getting a re-release again at last on the Hammerheart label like 2 years ago. It was out of print for a long time. People are having a problem tracking it down. I went and bought it again just to have. So on to a request from Chris Osborne, Quicksand. The track called Phaser, which comes from the Slip album.
Still.
After Quicksand, that was Shelter with Here We Go from the Mantra album. I don't know why them two bands seem to tie up in my head for some reason. Must have been some Headbangers Ball thing or just some sort of press thing that was going on. Quicksand, Helmet, Shelter. There was a couple of others that totally escaped me now. But anyway, good stuff. Nice to hear that one again. So back to some more classic epic heavy metal. Solstice from the White Horse Hill album. Always changing members, always something going on, and always takes years to release music, but see when they release it, it's worthwhile. And on this occasion it was as well. It's been a few years since this one came out, and this is To Soul Athene. We'll be right back. After Solstice, that was Dream Death with the Elder Race from Journey into Mystery. This band weren't exactly well known when they released their first album, which was the Journey into Mystery, and the only one at the time, 1987, and blended thrash and doom. And at the time, from memory, it wasn't fast all the time. Then us youngsters didn't really want to know about it, so it wasn't until years later sort of picked it up again and started to really enjoy it. And then they released another album 2013 and 2016 and reformed the scene with Roadburn, great band, and I thought that was one that I'd like to throw into the mix. So thanks again for listening, and over the next couple of weeks, there's a lot of gigs coming up. Abaddon Incarnate, there's a Maiden tribute in Bangor, there's Crowbar in the Limelight, Alestorm are playing if that's your thing. And loads of more stuff announced. And the Priest's coming up in a few weeks' time, so it's all kicking off now. So to end things off, we're going to go slow and weird. My Dying Bride here announced this week they've got a new album on the way, which is always welcome to hear. And this is a track called Some Velvet Morning, which originally appeared on some peaceful compilation of just all peaceful bands doing odd covers which wouldn't necessarily suit them, like Acrimony doing Quo and different bits and pieces. But this is Some Velvet Morning, which was originally done by Nancy Sinatra of all people. And you can find this on that compilation, or the Meisterwerk 2 compilation. So enjoy this one, sit back, pour your tea, and dip your biscuit. Enjoy yourself. Until next time, look after yourself.